The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day. For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you. How many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I want you to, for a couple of moments this morning, let's focus in the Gospel this morning on that beautiful phrase that Jesus uses, which is wonderful to hear. And the phrase I'm talking about is, "How I yearn to gather your children together. How, as a hen gathers her brood, her chicks under her wings." What an absolutely beautiful phrase. Now, what does that really mean? How do we interpret that phrase? It shows us a lovely feminine side of Jesus, that he would picture himself as a hen. Can you see how lovely it is, gathering her little chicks, and we are the little chicks under her wings? A very, very, very feminine thing to say. And so it gives us a wonderful insight into God and into Jesus. Something we almost always never concentrate and totally forget, that God is equally male and female, that God very much has a feminine side. And it also, as speaking of Jesus as a human, because when he spoke these words, he was speaking as a human, it would be also indicative that he said that Jesus must have had a very good, comfortable relationship with a woman. Now, again, we get insights into that from what we know of his relationship with Mary Magdalene and with Martha, I meant to say, and of course, most of all, with his own mother, Mary. And it's very interesting that any man who doesn't have a good relationship with a woman tends to be very macho and calculating and cold. And unfortunately, I may be condemned for saying this and excommunicated, but unfortunately, that's how a lot of priests come across to me this fear of women. Likewise, any woman who hasn't had a good experience with men or a good relationship with men becomes very emotional and saccharine and sentimental and very mercurial. So we need one another. And I think every priest needs a good woman friend in his life, somebody that he can trust and open his heart to and share with. Any priest who does not have that, it comes across. It comes across. And something I've often said, and I've said it on public radio, that any priest who goes through life and never falls in love, I begin to wonder about him. He's a very totally normal, totally natural. And that's where one's commitment comes in, and one's faithfulness. Just as you are married, you're faithful to your wife or to your husband, faithful to your partner. Same way with a priest, faithful to his commitment to the Lord. But not to be afraid of, women to be afraid of men, or men likewise to be afraid of women. And isn't it interesting? I was thinking this morning, in art, you see, paintings and of Jesus, with an eagle, or often with a lamb or a lion, but you never get a painting of Jesus as a hen gathering his little chicks. I think that would be lovely to have that in art. It would bring about or portray a whole different picture of God. You know how we always refer to God as He. Well, it's equally okay to refer to God as she.